Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Time to talk to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Today, Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you. Hey, the first thing I wanted to do is I just wanted to follow up on a conversation you and I had last week. We were talking about the impending, on Monday, change in Florida law which allows permitless concealed carry. The short version is you have to have, if you are eligible to get a permit, you can now carry concealed, not open, okay, without actually getting that permit. That's the big change that happens on Monday. But you and I were talking, and your lawyer had a concern that the way the law is written, that if you don't actually have a permit and you carry concealed on your person inside your vehicle, it sounds to your lawyer like this might actually be prohibited. And I had talked to Alex Andrade, who was one of the co-sponsors of the law. He said, no, it's not an ambiguous. It should be very easy. But you talked to your lawyer and?
Yeah, it's the first case on that. Whoever across the state of Florida, whatever agency arrests somebody on that, it's going to probably end up in the Supreme Court of Florida, I would think. Because it's relatively ambiguous. She says that the law doesn't specifically state out that in your vehicle you're covered. And it's more so of the concealing the weapon in the car. Like, let's say you have it right now, if you have, you don't have a concealed weapon permit and I pull you over and underneath the seat is a loaded 45 just sitting there, that's carrying a concealed firearm. You can be arrested for that.
Right.
If it's in a zippered pouch or a snapped holster, it's perfectly legal anywhere you want to put it in the car, glove box, wherever, it doesn't matter. But if it's not in plain view, then it's considered concealed. That's the thing we're really going to have to address when this law takes effect July 1st, because it doesn't. The law does not specify, hey, you're good to go in the car, put it wherever you want. It just says you can carry concealed on your person without a permit as of July 1st if you're eligible to get a permit.
Okay, well, again, you know, what that does for you in your car is the ambiguous question.
Yes.
And, you know, I know what Alex has said, and I know what your lawyer is saying, and, it, you know, as is often the case, it might be it has to get adjudicated before we find out what the courts are going to say in the state of Florida.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, which is not great. I don't want to have to be the first person, you know, and I certainly wouldn't want anybody to have to be that first person to figure that out. But thank you for clarifying all of that. And again, can't open carry. You know,
this,
and I know a lot of people are thinking that it's open carry starting next Monday. It is not open carry starting next Monday.
No, it is not.
I did want to ask you just a quick follow up on the Nico Steakhouse investigation. Channel 3 had been reporting about, for example, this guy who was in and out of the back room who didn't actually work there but was dressed up as a teppanyaki chef. And it seems implausible to believe that that wasn't somehow connected to the events of the day. But you guys have talked to him and ruled him out as a suspect. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we have interviewed him. There's no indication that he had any access to any, you know, food while he was alone. He basically, from the time he went into the restaurant to the time that he left, there were employees around him. So it wasn't like they came in and said, hey, what are you doing back here? It was more of he comes in and there's a bunch of employees in the kitchen and they're like, what are you doing here? And then he turns around and leaves. So we don't believe he had any kind of ability or access to actually tamper with any food.
Okay. And the soy sauce testing positive, you ruled that out because the packets also tested positive or something, so you didn't trust the test?
Right. And there's a lot of things across the spectrum with a lot of different drugs that deemed to be false positives. Back in the 90s, when I was in narcotics, we had a problem with baby food. The powdered baby food tested positive for cocaine, certain types of it. And so we all, at first we thought, well, it's mixed in there with it. But no, it wasn't. It's just false positive. There's certain things that'll make a reagent test positive when there's nothing there.
On behalf of the community, can I just say thank you for not leading with the headline ever, baby food tests positive for cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was back in the 90s as well. So, yeah. It's been a few years, but yeah, it's strange. Those reagent tests, that's why they're called presumptive positive.
Gotcha.
It's not anything that you just do that and then boom, you don't have to have it tested through FDLE labs. You can just put somebody in prison for it. I mean, it has to go through the entire testing process. So I'm just glad that the detective on scene, was wary enough to say, look, that all this is testing positive. Let's open a packet and test it. And
yeah.
It's like, ooh, yeah, okay.
I will also say, I know there's a lot of different people listen to this show. I don't know how many criminals or would-be criminals listen to this show, but I do feel like probably at some point in the near future, one of your investigations is going to produce somebody who's like, oh, man, no, that's my baby food.
Hey, well, you can try that, but when we send it off to FDLE, it's going to be hard to prove that. So.
Field test versus the forensic test, right? That's going to be good.
Right.
Hey, we're talking to Bob Johnson, Sheriff. Hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the five.
Okay. And we love you. Just taking a look. It looks like everything is cleared up. All the accidents from earlier. I-10 eastbound is clear. I-10 westbound near mile marker 19. It looks like that debris has been removed from the roadway. Just be careful at Pine Forest and 297A. That signal light is still out. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. You had one, or maybe it's two different cases, and I apologize for maybe getting them confused in my head a little bit, but you had one person who was shot and killed on Wallace Lake Road last week, Joseph Lieb, and where's this investigation? Because you did a press conference, and I had thought they were one case, but I think there may be two different cases. So anyway, what do we know about this case?
Yeah, basically, he was approached by two individuals, or actually one individual. One drove the other individual to. We believe they flashed their lights to get him pulled over. He pulls over. They walk up to him. One of the guys walks up to him, shoots him, and he drives off and makes it a couple hundred yards and crashes into woodline and unfortunately passed away. Mm-hmm. So we've arrested two suspects in that case. Both of them are from Escambia County. And why they were over here doing what they were doing, we don't know. They don't want to cooperate with law enforcement, which is a shocker. But anyways, so they've both been arrested, and hopefully we'll get some closure for the family.
And this, so it was one case. Okay, so that's where I got a little bit confused on the narrative. It was the investigation leading to the arrest of these people, and they were arrested in Escambia County with a lot of interagency cooperation, right?
Correct, yeah. All three agencies, PPD and Escambia as well. Yeah.
And one of the things you were trying to sort of beat back was an online narrative that somehow this is gang-related, right? That was the thing you wanted to disavow.
You know, and we get a lot of those keyboard warriors. They pick up on something and they want to, just for some reason they want to instill fear in the public. And yeah, there was no gang connection whatsoever. The poor victim, he had zero gang affiliations. As far as I know, no criminal record. Just by all accounts, a great kid. And this is how it ends up for him, which is horrific. But the two other guys, from what I understand, frequent flyers. This is nothing that surprised anybody over in Escambia County, but it was really terrible for the family over here.
It's been my perception that the more experienced criminals will sometimes travel across county lines or even state lines because they believe somehow that's going to offer them a layer of protection because those cops don't know me or because once I cross state lines or something, they won't be able to come after me over here. Is that something that happens routinely?
It does, but we're trying to send a message here because I'll tell you right now, when it comes to homicides, we drop everything and we focus on that until it's solved. And so far we're 8-0 this year. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of homicides and I can't tell you why, but they're all coming in at, the first part of the year. Usually we have four or five at the most, and we're at 8 right now. And I'll tell you though, like I said, our major crimes unit is 8-0. We've solved every single case. So that's a message to thugs and other counties around here. yeah, you come here and you do something stupid, we're going to catch you and we're going to put you in jail. So hopefully that message has been sent, and we'll keep sending it as much as we need to, because obviously criminals are criminals for a reason. They're too stupid to get a regular job, so this is what they do for a living. And so it's kind of hard to send a message to somebody who's not bright enough to receive it, but hopefully we'll try.
And our cops, you might have a different uniform color based on where you are geographically, but they all cooperate. They all have you know, interagency, interlocal agreements. And, you know, the idea that you can somehow evade just by crossing some boundary on a map somewhere, that does not pan out, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe back in the 1930s and 40s it did, but nowadays, you know, with all the ways, all the computer stuff we have, computer programs and the interagency cooperation and radios. Back when I started back in the early 90s, you know, our radios, we couldn't even talk to Escambia County, and now we have these radios now that I can be in Miami and I can switch to a channel and speak to cops there. So, I mean, it's just, it's leaps and bounds above the way it used to be, and it's making it harder on criminals, which is the way it should be.
Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson, we super appreciate the time, the effort to keep us safe. Obviously, we appreciate that. Congratulations to your investigators on being 100% so far this year. Terrible to have so many, but good to have such good detectives that we can solve the cases. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All right. Sounds good, Andrew. Thank you.
You bet. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When you're getting ready to do that next project in your house to repair it or remodel it or upgrade it, or even if you build houses for a living, I mean, I don't know where you are on the scale. It's not me. I mean, I'm not building houses for a living. But if you do, Pensacola Hardware. Look, if you've never been there, and this is all I want. I want you to go there one time. Go there one time and look around and ask a question. Just one. Ask one question. And prove me wrong if they are not experts, and if they don't have the resources you need, and they don't know what they're talking about, and if they don't have it on hand, the thing that you need. Because when you go, you'll see, like, oh, my God, this is really different. This is an amazing place. And the people there are genuinely experts and know how to help you. That you know, you're not kind of depending on which random person might have or might not have any experience whatsoever in the field. They all do. They, like, really know this stuff. That's Pensacola Hardware. They've been around since 1851, like before Levi's, like before the Civil War. Like, they're older than all of that. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States, by the way. So go by, and just for one time, just because. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown, Pensacola Hardware.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac-certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
Suspect has increased speed to 120.
Maintain visual, everyone.
140 miles an hour.
Do not lose him.
This is NASTAR, sir, not an Apache. 150. 160. He's gone.
Is an A-star, not an Apache, sir. I love that. Oh, man. I watched Gone in 60 Seconds the other week, and yeah, you know, that holds up pretty good. 825 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, Eleanor. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Almost hit Jenna. I-10 westbound. It looks like everything is running in posted speeds. Also, that light at Pine Forest and 297A is now working. So, traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Some fallout from that armed rebellion in Russia over the weekend. Former U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McCall, says the turmoil shows weakness in Putin's power.
When you have one armed force threatening to go to war with another armed force and they're both supposed to be loyal to you, that's bad for Vladimir Putin.
And President Biden has reportedly spoken with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the events of the weekend. A worker at the San Antonio International Airport has died after being sucked into a jet engine. The National Transportation Board says a Delta flight from Los Angeles was taxiing to the gate when the worker was pulled into that engine. And the suspect accused of killing five people and injuring a dozen others during a mass shooting in Colorado Springs at a nightclub due in court today. Anderson Aldrich was arrested after that November shooting at Club Q. He faces more than 300 charges, and sources say he could accept a plea deal today.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 826 on News Radio 92.3. It's kind of interesting. We were we actually went to Gulf Shores to do our bike ride over the weekend, you know, because we always go biking somewhere.
What a beautiful area.
Gulf Shores. Yeah. Their traffic kind of stuff is weird. Like, they have these weird U-turns in the middle of nothing. Like, there's it's an intersection, but not an intersection, you know? And it seems to work okay. I wasn't there during, like, high volume or anything like that. But I did get a chance to, for the first time, try the roundabout in Perdido Key. Easy peasy. I mean, it's too small. I agree. It's probably too small. But it was very easy. Both directions when we were coming in at like 10:30, you know, traffic was pretty light. Going out, traffic was different. It was easy to use, no problem. But the traffic was backed up almost to the Theobar Bridge. But I don't know if it was because of the roundabout, because I think it would have been backed up before also. You know, I'm not sure that it ever would have been smooth. I'm not sure this is better or worse. But then we kept driving. We were coming on Sorrento and going the wrong, like going away from Perdido Key. The Gulf Beach Highway intersection, all backed up. And Sorrento was backed up past Bower Road to, like, Nighthawk. Right. So it was, oh, my God. I'm watching this traffic just continue. And I know there was an accident there yesterday. I think there was actually two incidents on Perdido Key over the weekend, one involving that motorcyclist and I think one that involved a bike also. But I was watching this traffic because by the time you get to so much of it, you're like, oh, they're in this for an hour, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
And on the same day, I didn't check with Commissioner Bender, but I believe that I would not be surprised if Pensacola Beach traffic was record-setting, because we got a Nixle alert somewhere midday that the traffic on the beach was backed up all the way to Three Mile Bridge, so that was bad, too. My theory is it's warm, it's sunny, people are going to the beach, they're going to any beach they can find, and they were going to Perdido, where you've got this, you know, two-lane road feeding a two-lane road, you know, it's just...
Oh, right in front of the Floribama, too, is the worst.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, that wasn't that bad. I'm used to that being
bad. I hope you wrote
bad.
That down. Oh, my gosh, but I get so frustrated.
They've made improvements.
It's right there. I know, and I love it. I love that area. I love everybody there, but, man, I get... You know when you're trying to get somewhere.
Oh, I know. Oh, and the thing to me that always catches me by surprise is... So just to finish up the other thought is...
Sure.
So... Widening Sorrento makes perfect sense. I don't remember what the long-term plan there is, but I can see how that would benefit. But then, you know, feeding onto a two-lane road on Perdido Key, and I know some people think four-laning, but that would be a dramatic change to the nature of the island. But that may be a, you know, conversation that I think has already been had, but anyway, it's something that kind of people on my Facebook page were talking about that quite a bit. The other thing is, it made me forget it. No, what did you just say a second ago?
About the floor of Bama and how it's widening. You said it's widening lanes, and I know it's better, but it's not always better. And I know that it's a bar, and I can appreciate everything that they do and all the great music that they bring us and stuff. But man, people walking across the street when you're trying to get home go to the bathroom.
But also, there's all this new development going up on
right.
the island. Like it looked like a couple of towers that were going up, condo towers, several new houses going up. And I had thought there was like the building cap. I wasn't sure what was allowed anymore, so I haven't. Apologize, I haven't been tracking that, but it was my first time out to Perdido Key in a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't remember the last time we were out there, obviously, but lots of changes.
I got stuck in traffic
last
time.
No parking signs everywhere. I mean, it's like the no parking sign has become, you know, the bird of Perdido Key. We used to have the beach mouse. Now we no longer have the endangered no parking sign
because
there are plenty of them, for sure.
That's great.
David, what do you have coming up, sir?
Well, we've got an update on that crash in Perdido yesterday. Also, Baldwin County man charged with indecency. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a severe weather threat for much of the East Coast today, especially South Carolina to New York. There are storm deaths reported in Georgia and Indiana.
In Johnson County, Indiana.
Just roaring.
People describing homes and neighborhoods damaged or destroyed following a series of tornadoes that officials also blame on at least one death and injuries in Martin County in southwest Indiana.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Some Republicans in Congress want to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden, accusing him of shady business deals with his son, Hunter. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox and Friends.
I believe firmly we have to have a constitutional reason of where we go, and we want to follow the facts wherever it takes us. Every day we're finding new facts.
He says Attorney General Merrick Garland could face impeachment proceedings if it turns out that he interfered with the Hunter Biden investigation. On Wall Street, stocks are starting the day basically flat. The Dow's up just a little bit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is already 81 degrees this morning here in Pensacola. Former Escambia County contractor Jesse Lacoste was arrested again Friday, the sixth time this year. The 31-year-old booked into jail, released shortly after on Friday, charged with contractor larceny. 72-year-old motorcyclist recovering. This is after that wreck in Perdido Key yesterday. The Florida Highway Patrol says the biker was wearing protective gear and ended up being flown to a hospital. He had serious but non-life-threatening injuries. He was rear-ended by another vehicle, and then that pushed him into a vehicle that was in front of him. Avondale Park in the Bellevue neighborhood, a little bit nicer today, was the recipient of a good cleaning over the weekend. The cleaning event was organized by employees at Levin Rinke Realty. They say they noticed glass and trash at the park and decided to clean it up. More than 4 pounds of glass ended up being removed from the park. A 23-year-old from Baldwin County is facing public indecency charges after allegedly performing sexual acts in several retail stores around the area. Marcus McKillian was arrested in May. Authorities say after their investigation, though, they believe there were several prior incidents. Investigators say they downloaded all the contents of his phone and found several videos he had filmed in area retail stores where he was committing sexual acts in front of unsuspecting patrons. Police say to make matters worse, they believe he was selling those videos to online porn websites. Pensacola man serving 10 life sentences for the rape of a young girl has now filed an appeal. 48-year-old Larry Snipes was sentenced earlier this month. He's now filed a notice of appeal on his guilty ruling and sentence. A jury convicted Snipes on 10 charges relating to him and his girlfriend, Sammy Jo Combs, abusing a child together. Combs took a plea deal, testified against Snipes. She was sentenced to life in prison last week. Well, they say the number of people traveling over the long 4th of July weekend could break records this year.
An estimated 50.7 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for the Independence Day weekend, a number even higher than before the COVID pandemic. AAA says more people will be traveling by car now that gas is about $1.20 lower than it was a year ago. Air travel should be up 11% to 4.1 million. The fact that the holiday falls on a Tuesday, giving many a four-day weekend, is helping to spur the demand in travel. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And thank you very much, Rory. It is 834 News Radio 92.3. Let's get an update on our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
You know, everything, for the most part, everything's clear. It was a big old mess this morning. Of course, all that rain will do that. But now 297A at Pine Cone, it looks like that light's working. Not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. Everything's traveling at posted speeds. 3-mile bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge, same bridge. It's doing fine, too. Hey, if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, frivolous topic. Up next, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very hot and humid today with those morning storms passing. High near 94 degrees. Low tonight near 79 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, the heat continues with highs in the mid-90s, feeling much warmer in the triple digits. 30% chance of rain on Tuesday. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, already 81 degrees this morning in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Your money now. The market is opening with not a big change this morning. The Dow up 28.83 at 33,756. 26. S&P 500 up 333 at 43,51.56. The NASDAQ up 11.98 at 13,504.50 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 3.72%. Gold prices are up 840 today at $1,938, silver prices at $2,275. And electric vehicle car maker Lucid now has a stake in the luxury vehicle brand Aston Martin in exchange for access to Lucid's high-performance EV tech. The California-based electric vehicle maker will now have a 3.7% stake in Aston Martin, which plans to start selling its first electric vehicle by 2025. Southwest Airlines has now reached a tentative deal with a union regarding that represents mechanics and aircraft inspectors. The agreement was announced last week. It needs to be approved by 2,800 workers yet. And according to a recent bank rate survey, a significant portion of Americans say they just don't have enough emergency funds to last 3 months. 57% of U.S. adults say they're uncomfortable with their emergency savings. 22% of adults in the U.S. say they've got no emergency savings at all, and 36% say they've got more credit card debt than they do emergency savings. That's a record high since 2011. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh,
Yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So earlier this morning, we were talking a little bit about City Councilmember Charles Baer in the city of Pensacola at the Transportation Planning Organization had brought up basically leaving the IHOP on Davis and turning north. And in fact, you got to cross three lanes of traffic, and that you can cross three lanes of traffic on Davis Highway. And you know what to do there, and whether they're going to put in a median anyway. It got me thinking about my question for the day, which is not about that, but that's just kind of where it came from a little bit.
You had me at pancakes.
I know. I know. Like, totally lost your train of thought.
Where am I going? Yeah.
Here's my question. It is my experienced judgment that this area has, let's just say, an abundance of weird traffic infrastructure. Like things where you feel like, man, I have never seen it done that way before.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, and I mean, some of them are big and some of them are small, but I'm just kind of, you know, let's talk about the weirdest traffic road features in Pensacola. And I'll give you an example. Okay, here's an example. The new intersection at relatively new, last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Anyway, at US 29 and I-10. Okay, if you're going southbound on US 29 at the, you know, where the exit ramp down from I-10. Okay, on the other side, there are all of the little like plastic barriers to indicate that that's the on ramp to go onto, you know, I-10, and the fact that your solution for separating those traffic flows at that point is 100 of these little 18-cent plastic, you know, I don't even know what you call them. They're not bollards because they're not firm and they don't attach into the ground. Like, that's a weird traffic solution.
The things that look like this?
Yeah.
They look like sticks?
They're just, yeah, little plastic. They look like really big horizontal blinds.
Yeah.
Or vertical blinds just stuck in the ground. Okay. And like that's a weird solution for the problem right there. Okay. So I'm just thinking about stuff like that. And I mean, you know, Devil's Triangle would be another one. Like, who thought this was a good idea? You know,
oh
like,
oh my gosh, at Langley. Yeah.
Yeah, so 437, 1620. I have a whole list of my own. But what's your weird traffic feature, weird road feature that you kind of look at and scratch your head and wonder, now, what genius came up with this here? Candy, do you have one that jumps to your mind?
I do, but I have to look up the road. When I worked at Cat Country, we had to go up Beulah and because we had to broadcast from the tower, yeah, which was in Alabama, which is Baldwin County. Now, God forbid there'd be a train or something or at the mill, or you had to go around and you couldn't take the main road.
Right.
There's the weird road that puts you out right by the landfill on Beulah. And I forget what it's called, but
Kingsfield.
I guess maybe it's Kingsfield, but it's just, like, there's a Kingsfield that's like, oh, populated, and there's a road. And then there's one, it's like a bunch of hairpin turns.
That's Kingsfield, uh-huh. I just drove down
that
the other day. Yeah,
golly,
and it's like a two-lane road through the middle
of
all these houses.
Yeah, when you're driving at like 4 in the morning,
that's
and
right,
just, oh my gosh, it's terrifying. It's like, who designed the road, me?
Recently repaved and painted, but still awful to drive on, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's good, and I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, but yeah, that's
four,
one, and the Devil's Triangle. And
437, 1620, oh, our first yeller of the day, Cervantes, in all caps. Oh yeah. No, the fence down the middle of Cervantes absolutely qualifies. The fence down the middle of a major road to prevent pedestrians from crossing at the places they shouldn't cross at is definitely a good example
of this.
Well,
I don't get who's complaining there, unless it's like the erotic streetwalkers or the... I'm wrong. I'm wrong. You know, there's just nail plate, but where they do, I get it. Yeah.
Here's an inadequacy complaint. Who in God's name didn't want to make four lanes for Pine Forest north of the interstate? Agreed. No, that's in the project. Like, there. I mean, not in the project, like... But that's on the work. That's the plan, is to do that, is to four lane that all the way up to the intersection at 297, at 97A, 297. I always forget which one that is. But to do all of that, 437-1620. Somebody says, I live right by all those curves on Kingsfield. Not so great and a little scary at night.
It's just, I didn't expect it.
I'll give you another one. Okay. This is one of those where you can kind of understand why it was done, but it's still insane. You know, when you're on Davis Highway coming south towards the interstate, okay,
yes,
so you're coming from that. All the credit, Olive, and you know all of that. Mm-hmm. And you're faced with a choice. Do I want to go in the left lane on the left side of a median in the middle of these lanes? Or do I want to go on the right side of the median? And if I go on the left side, there's a light.
Right.
But there's a separator median between the leftmost and the two rightmost lanes of traffic there. Now, I know the reason for it is to prevent people who are coming down off of I-10 from somehow trying to cross all the way over Davis and go back up the on-ramp. I get that it's there for safety and that people turning left and to facilitate traffic, but that is an ad hocest of ad hoc solutions for traffic that you have ever seen. 437-1620. I thought you had another one, Candy. You were,
oh,
no.
I've just got a ton. It just sounds like I'm... I appreciate the works department. I really do, but it's just,
well,
like,
this is mostly these are,
you know,
F dot.
Okay.
Mostly. The on-ramp of despair.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, the one that make sure your will's in order before you take it onto I-10 from 29.
Burgess Road being 20 miles an hour and all the bends at McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. And it's always backed up right near the school.
I know, that's
always
the goofiest. How about the cut through behind Sacred Heart to get from Washington and Airport to Brent in that area?
Don't you talk about that. I love that. Yeah. That's my secret route.
Yeah, but you got to go through how many parking lots, how many repaved connector pieces, and how many speed bumps to do it?
To put yourself out by the theater and
Wings
place?
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
You shut your mouth. I don't know.
Don't tell people about it. You think they don't know?
It's not behind Lowe's. It is. But you do have to be careful, of course. But yeah, I used to volunteer at Ronald McDonald House.
I hadn't done that one in a couple of years, and I went the other way, and I got lost into a dead-end cul-de-sac parking lot while I was trying it.
Yeah, it'll also put you out right near the morgue.
That's right. It does. You
which
go right
will make you
morgue.
Appreciate everything that those wonderful people do.
Old Palafox and Brent. That's a weird one.
It does. It's aggravating.
Especially if you're coming south on Old Palafox, and now you got to decide, what do I do here? Oh, I make a right turn and then a U-turn. Or I go through the Taco Mex and I make... I mean, like, it's right. Just a goofy intersection.
Warrington. Okay, no, sorry.
Go ahead. New Warrington?
Rots, because not all of it, but like there's... I'm sorry, I shouldn't do this.
No, it's fine.
Unless you're... Okay, well, I mean, since you asked. There's New Warrington, right, where you come off the splits.
Yep,
and it
Fairfield
splits.
And all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that, too, because it looks like a... And there's so many people that are new in this area that
it
obviously
go that way. It
looks
like you've gotten onto an interstate all of a sudden.
It does. It looks like you've gotten onto an interstate, but also everybody takes both lanes before they realize they have to work. I always drive slower. I used to drive fast, and what the heck are you doing? But, you know, it's a lot of people that maybe aren't from this area. What?
Traffic? No, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all. But, yeah, then they're trying to merge in right away, and you have the despair of death. What?
9 Mile from Davis Highway going on to Highway 90, that little, like, 10-foot on-ramp to merge into death traffic.
Yes.
Or Highway 90 coming west into town and going on to Davis, where you've got a lane and a half. You know, that little
to
cut in.
To make up your mind.
No. You've got that little cut in that's sort of a lane, but it doesn't look like it. It's not really big enough. But we're going to try to squeeze one in here to make it work. 437-1620. All right, Candy, since we're talking about it, let's talk about traffic on the fives.
I don't want to. The roller coaster ride. Okay, these are great. Your texts.
I'm
going to
get them
phenomenal.
In a second.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not showing any delays or anything. Do use caution because in these areas that you know are just maybe a little bit bad, people probably don't know that area as well as you. So just use caution. I don't need to tell you that. Woodbine and 90 showing an accident in Pace, but not a roadblock this morning. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know those things that look like blinds?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this or not. You know you could drive right over those?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, somebody showed me that. I was like, oh my God. I try not to do it, but it's... If you want to scare your kids, Navy Chief's way.
All right, let's see if we can get a couple of these. The shift in the intersection of Brent Bayou and Davis when you're heading east on Brent. East on Brent at the, the little jog. Yeah.
Yes.
That is funny. You're like, oh, how did I wind up in this parking lot? I don't know. Could be the road switch. Let's see. I got the roller coaster ride on West Garden.
100%.
From Barrancas to Palafox Street. Every trip I expect the road to collapse under me. Yeah, no, I can understand that. Stop signs on Langley east of the roundabout. The new ones. Yeah, they generate traffic blockage, panic stops, and suspicion of failure to follow the actual traffic rules because they're new to them. No, all of that. Yeah, absolutely agree. 437-1620, 437-1620. Well, since we're talking about driving, let's talk about getting that next vehicle because, you know, if you're going to have to endure these crazy traffic obstacles, at least endure them in a car you like. You know, you shouldn't hate your car. Just a suggestion for me to you. And you shouldn't really have to endure your car. As much time as you spend in it, you should enjoy it. I mean, seriously, do you enjoy your car? Do you like your car? Are you proud of your car? Do you look forward to getting in your car? Or are you like, oh, not again? You know, like, don't have that attitude. Well, this is the time. If that's your reaction, if you're kind of like, don't look over there, then go to Frontier Motors. And, you know, the least you can do is just go look around. And here's what you're going to, one or two possibilities. You're going to find a bunch of cars that are like, oh man, I could do this or this or this, and I can afford that and that. Or you're going to be like, nope, can't do none of it. Okay, well, you know, whatever. But look and find out. You know, maybe you find something that's perfect for you, because what they specialize in is cars that are in great shape. They're a year or two or three old, low miles, good condition, good prices. And then you can buy and have confidence that it's going to work well and drive it for a long time. That's how we do. That's how Dave Ramsey says to do. That's how Frontier Motors sells cars. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I don't want to kill you, and you don't want to be dead.
You haven't seen Silverado?
I don't think I've even heard of it. That's a truck, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But
I'm an idiot. I don't know. I wrote it down on my hand.
It's the only really good Western made in the, like, 80s. So, Unforgiven.
And Unforgiven.
Yeah,
okay. Was that was 90s.
Yeah, maybe early 90s. But, and Tombstone. Okay, fair enough. I take
that's why I don't know.
I'm just thinking more of, like, what's the Young Guns and Young Guns 2, which are genuinely terrible movies. I mean, they really are.
Oh,
genuinely
whatever.
Terrible,
you know,
movies.
What? If you grew up a female, you would think otherwise. All of my boyfriends were in those movies. That's how I know everything I know about
thing.
The West.
You wouldn't understand. That's just a different kind of poster on my wall. All right, yeah. Fair enough. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3.
See if you identify. Nope.
No, I see. All right. I don't want to get into this again. I was thinking about the traffic thing because there are so many more people texting in. I will say this. I saw something that kind of made me chuckle. It's not often that I get to praise a Department of Transportation of any kind. And I'm going to praise ALDOT for a minute. Not because of anything that I did in driving, but because of a story I read about how they're handling the Bankhead Tunnel, which is, pardon my not knowing this all that innately, but Bankhead is where trucks get stuck a lot. Like problems, we have Graffiti Bridge, they have the Bankhead Tunnel, right? And it's a serious problem. So several, you know, a dozen or dozens a year, they say, backing up traffic for hours. And so there are signs, hanging bars, sirens. They're doing all the same stuff we're trying to do. So now ALDOT is using humor. And they're using funny signs to get your attention. For example, one sign they put up, the digital signboard or whatever, one was a Bruno Mars-inspired. If you don't believe me, just watch. He said the traffic manager, Nicholas Hunter, was talking with news here, and he says it was a big hit. He said we had a lot of feedback on social media. He says a lot of people, when they hit the Bankhead Tunnel by accident, say my GPS told me to go this way. So we came up with a sign that says, "Your GPS says read this sign."
I love that.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Halloween, they did one that was trick or treat, be under 12 feet. On Thanksgiving, stuff a turkey, not Bankhead. One that said Christmas, for Christmas, 12 feet. We're serious, Clark. that's good. Mardi Gras, they did one that was more throws, less toes. Some of these you kind of already got to know the problem to realize it. This is the best. All the peeps under 12 feet at Easter.
You know, I love that.
And then this is my favorite one for St. Patrick's Day. Under 12 feet, say yeah.
Yeah.
And then some of the other ones they've done were over height, hang a right. Bankhead, all I do is win. New Year, same height for New Year's.
Yeah.
It's a tunnel, not a funnel. Look twice, take our advice, and hey, truck, don't try your luck. So, and 12 foot clearance, the Battle of Bankhead for military for Memorial Day.
Oh wow!
I mean,
those are super clever.
Yeah, somebody trying to be under 12 feet, say yeah,
yeah.
Must have been a crackhead. Got the wrong kind of stuff. Is there a
crack's
right kind?
Because crack's not the wrong kind of stuff.
8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, I got to follow that. Okay, so this brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info and a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Taking a look at I-10 all the way into Mobile. Looking clear westbound and eastbound. Looking to Milton, Avalon Boulevard, clear through Garson Point Bridge and traffic. It looks like no slowdowns reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway, east or westbound. And if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody's trying to get into a Young Guns argument with me here. It says Dermot Mulroney. Yeah.
That's a harsh.
The pig boy in Young Guns is a friend of mine.
You know Dermot Mulroney? I love him.
Yeah, but in that movie, he's not. That was before he was hot and fun and appealing. You know, that was like the early days.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying it was. Also, all of these characters don't make sense. None of them are really believable. The plot lines aren't good, and the backstory is terrible.
So you're better off watching The Coward, whatever.
I will say this. Young Guns is the rare movie where the sequel was better than the original.
Yeah,
Young Guns
I'll
2 is a lot
like
better
Young
than
Guns
the original. Yeah. So I give them that much. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is fantastic. You want somebody that can walk you through the process, make sure to handle any problem that comes up. And also, especially if you're selling, you know, one of the things that she can do is she will look at your house and look it over inside and out and tell you, okay, this is the stuff that probably be better if you changed a little bit, because changing maybe that color or changing maybe this shrub, you might like it, but buyers won't. And you can make another $1,000, $2,000 by improving these things. Or you might be thinking, I might want to change this, and be like, no, leave it. It's good. You know, like both sides of the information is what you want. So she's going to help you get the best price selling or buying. And because she's done it so many times, she really has expertise with whatever the situation, including strokes with the military, a lot. So give her a call. Find out how she can help you. 723-9158. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Future news. I said future news.
Oh, they're still arguing with me about Dermot Mulroney. Sorry to insult your friend.
Dermot Mulroney. He's a genius. If you know him, you tell him he has a big fan.
All right, fair enough.
Not just pound for pound.
Okay.
I do. I love him. He's great.
Will James Calkins ever actually understand his job?
Oh, my God, dude.
I mean, I'm wondering. This is a question. Will he grasp what is and is not county business?
I think he probably wants to run for a higher office in my head,
course.
And that's why he's trying to get attention. But I don't know. And I like Colton, so.
You think they'll... You know what I wouldn't mind seeing? Do you think they'll institute a germaneness rule that things that are not germane to county business, they just won't put on the agenda?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to... That would be one way to solve this problem. I'm not sure what your other ways to solve it are, but...
just getting rid of public forum. I know
that's not
the best idea.
No, because still, you got Calkins is going to put on his crazy stuff.
I know, but I'm saying...
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Russia, are we done, or is there going to be more to this story?
There's more.
Yeah.
But it's weird, yeah.
You feel like a year from now, Putin is still president of Russia?
Yes.
I do. I do. But, you know, I think we're in, you know, much more uncertain territory. And to be honest, I, you know, when I first heard about this attempted coup or the March on Russia, whatever you want to call it, I was like, yay, they're getting rid of Putin, finally! And then I found out more about this Prigozhin guy, and I'm like, ah, maybe Putin's not so bad. You know, bad as he is, not as bad as.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923.